Thousands of people are facing hunger and genocide daily in Sudan. This is the effect of the humanitarian crisis occurring. Why is this happening? And where can the Sudanese refugees even go to find safety? Find out the answers and more on this pilot episode of the Refugee Awareness Podcast.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Refugee Awareness Podcast. On today's episode, we will be discussing the refugee humanitarian crisis in Sudan. So first, we will be talking about the root cause of this crisis.
In the northern region of Sudan, a majority of the people are Muslim. The minority group of people who aren't Arab feel like they're not being treated well or as equally by the government.
Rebel groups who are not Muslim, including the RSF, Rapid Support Forces, felt that they wanted to fight for their basic rights from the government, Sudanese Armed Forces, or SAF.
The fighting escalated quickly and has resulted in mass genocide, rape, famines, and according to Thomas Greenfield, the world's largest displacement crisis. The Sudan Tribune also says 20 million people are experiencing hunger and 6 million are on the verge of famine.
Even though conflict sparked in the late 1900s, the effects of the issue have heightened in the past few months.
Thanks, Ella, for that fact. Now, moving on to where the people fleeing are going to find refuge.
According to the Sudan Tribune, 926,841 refugees have looked for refuge in neighboring countries, including Chad, Libya, Ethiopia, and South Sudan.
As well as this, many often look for makeshift hospitals and shelters when there is no better option for safety.
These refugees' lives are very difficult because of the uncertainty and instability. They also have to figure out where to go, and they have to find a way to get there.
The refugees travel by foot with whatever belongings they can carry. They have to be careful and leave at a safe time to ensure they won't get killed or shot. Sometimes they are even forced to go by the conflicting parties.
An example of the hardships refugees have to go through is a 9-year-old boy, Khalil. According to Hindustan Times, when Khalil was 8, the RSF came to his hometown and he was shot in the leg because of the fighting.
His family left to go to Chad where he could get medical attention. Sadly, he lost his leg. This is just one of the many refugees fighting for their lives.
Unfortunately, many times rebel soldiers or government paramilitary groups will find the refugees and kill them as they try to escape.
Aside from the initial escape, the days and weeks after are also very tough.
At refugee camps, the volume of people in need is so expansive that it interferes with medical aid deliverances and the relocation processes. This makes it so that there is no guarantee of a safe relocation.
Even though this crisis is centered around Sudan, other countries' roles are also in play. The United Nations Security Council has tried to help out with the situation. American aid workers also tried to make aid more accessible to other refugees.
While this is true, the SAF and rebel groups both try to stop the efforts from reaching the refugees and are usually successful in doing so. The UN is also attempting to raise money for the World Food Program so that food can continue to be sent to the refugees in Sudan.
Unfortunately, donations from other international nations have been scarce, and the food supply for refugees is still hanging in the balance. Not enough is truly being done by other places to help out Sudanese refugees.
This is why we want to raise awareness about these poor refugees and their journeys as they navigate their unpredictable lives.
We need your help to spread the story of the Sudanese refugees and help them out. If you can, go ahead and donate to any charity or fund that supports Sudan.
That wraps up the pilot episode of the Refugee Awareness Podcast.
Make sure to come back and join us next time to stay informed about the happenings in the world of refugees. I'm Misha.
And I'm Ella.
We appreciate all your support on our journey of making a podcast.
Thank you, and remember,
stay aware and show some care.